right, get ready, because today we're going deep on this guy, Lon Safko. He is like this innovator, entrepreneur, just kind of all over the place, and in a good way.
Yeah.
We've got his bio, awards list, even peeked at his website, blog posts, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
We're going to try to figure out what makes this guy tick, you know?
Right.
So by the end of this, you'll not only know who Lon Safko is, but maybe we can learn a thing or two about his approach to innovation.
And you know what's really interesting is just looking at all this stuff, it seems like this guy, he's made a career out of not only having these kind of groundbreaking ideas, but actually bringing them to life.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about the guy who designed the archetypes for both the Apple Newton, you know, one of the first PDAs ever.
Yeah, right.
And Microsoft's Bob operating system.
Yeah. I mean, for those who don't remember, the Apple Newton was this like handheld device, and it was way ahead of its time.
Yeah.
It was trying to do handwriting recognition and note-taking and all this stuff.
It was a little before its time, wasn't it?
It was mind-blowing back then in the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
And Microsoft Bob, well, that was, I guess, an attempt to make computers more user-friendly.
Right, right.
Even your grandma could use it, supposedly.
Yeah, graphical interface, that was, yeah.
Yeah. Not all of his creations were hits, but boy, they really pushed the limit.
They could push the boundaries for sure.
Yeah, of what technology could do.
Absolutely. And that seems to be kind of a recurring theme with this guy. I mean, his bio reads like a history of tech innovation.
Yeah.
You've got everything in there. Voice recognition, home automation.
Oh, yeah.
Virtual reality, even AI to track nuclear waste.
I mean, it's not just tech either, right? This guy has founded 14 companies.
That's right.
And get this, 18 of his inventions are in the Smithsonian.
Wow.
Next to Edison's light bulb, the Wright Brothers airplane. I mean, that's pretty elite company.
That's unbelievable.
And then on top of that, he's a Pulitzer Prize nominee and a Guinness World Record holder.
Oh, wow.
We're talking of a guy who really thinks big.
He's not afraid to think big, no.
Yeah, chases those big ideas.
What I think is fascinating is that on his website, he calls himself an innovation leader.
Yeah.
He's not just an inventor. He wants to teach people how to be innovative, too.
Right.
And he's got all these books he's written, like the Social Media Bible, the Fusion Marketing Bible. There's even the Innovative Thinking Bible.
Right.
So it sounds like he's really developed a system for approaching all this.
Yeah. He even offers free content and a password protected area on his website.
Oh, wow.
So it's like he's really trying to build this community around innovation.
That's great.
Okay, so we've established this guy's the real deal.
Yeah.
But what can we actually learn from him?
Now, right.
Let's dig into this blog post he's got called The Process of Innovative Thinking.
Okay.
This is where it gets interesting because he's arguing that this innovative thinking, it's not like a magical talent for geniuses, you know?
Yeah.
He really believes it's a process that anyone can learn and apply like anywhere. He uses this example of the Japanese auto industry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in the day, they totally disrupted the U.S. market.
They did. They did.
It wasn't about them having some special Japanese ability to build better cars.
Right.
It was about a process.
That's a really good point. And it really does line up with what we've seen in Lon's career.
Right.
I mean, the guy has gone from computer design to marketing, social media, and seems to have found success everywhere.
Yeah. So let's talk about his playbook, right?
Mm-hmm.
He talks a lot about identifying why we aren't being creative.
Interesting.
And he calls these things like conditioning or these perceptual barriers,
yeah,
even like cultural influences.
Wow.
So it's like he's saying before we can even start to be innovative, we've got to clear out all this mental clutter holding us back.
You've got to clear the decks, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
He also talks about this idea of chaos tolerance, which basically means being okay with things changing, you know. And when you think about it, that really does make sense. If you're clinging to the status quo, you're never going to break through and do something new.
Exactly. And he doesn't just leave us with these abstract concepts.
Right.
He gives us some tools to use, like this key technique he highlights is, you know, breaking down problems into their simplest form.
Oh, okay.
So they're easier to solve.
It's more manageable.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got something called 20 Truths of Innovation and even a quiz to, like, assess your creativity.
That's interesting.
It's really fascinating how he tries to make all of this accessible and actionable, you know?
It is, yeah. He's not just telling you, be more creative. It's like he's giving you a recipe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like a recipe for innovation.
A framework, yeah.
Okay, so let's get real. Does this innovation process stuff actually work?
Right.
I mean, he's got this impressive bio, but does it translate into results?
Well, I guess that's where his awards and recognition come in. And we're not talking about like participation trophies here. This guy was awarded Westinghouse Entrepreneur of the Year.
Wow.
Arizona Innovation Network's Innovator of the Year. Arizona Software Association's Entrepreneur of the Year. And get this, nominated twice for the Ernst & Young Inc. Magazine Entrepreneur of the Year Award.
And he even won awards for his website work with the Unified Port of San Diego.
It's impressive.
It is, but it's not just about awards, right?
Yeah.
We need to see if his methods have actually helped people.
Real world results.
Yeah, achieve those results. So let's look at some of these testimonials.
Okay, yeah.
And these aren't just like, you know, Lon is a great guy kind of things.
Right.
We're talking about specific examples of how people have used his teachings to actually make a difference.
Awesome. All right, let's hear it.
All right, so let's dive in. We've got a ton, so let's pick out a few that really highlight the impact.
Sounds good. Let's see what we got.
All right, so we've got this quote from someone in Malaysia, and they're saying, simply out of this world, a world-class speaker who really knows his knowledge. He was capable of sharing his own real-life experiences, which makes learning more engaging.
That's so true. You know, being able to connect the theory with real experience makes a huge difference. It's one thing to talk about innovation, but it's a whole other thing to show how those principles play out, even the failures, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of that, look at this. Someone from Dubai said, Lon Safko is one of the best presenters I have ever met. He can create the hook. The main strength of the event was the content.
So not only is he delivering the content, he's presenting it in a way that's engaging, you know?
Captivating.
Memorable.
Right.
It's that mix that makes it impactful.
And then just to show how far his reach is,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've got this one from someone in Oman who said, the session delivered by Lon was very informative and insightful. I would definitely recommend him for future sessions. It's like his message is really resonating across cultures and industries.
It really is. And it's so interesting to see how his methods are being used in so many different places. You know, I've got healthcare, education, manufacturing. I mean, it really shows that this innovation stuff, it's not just for the tech world. It's a mindset.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not just about professional growth either. This person from the U.S. said, Lon was incredible. He gave our group incredible insight into the world of innovation and inspired us all to think bigger and bolder. That speaks to, like, personal transformation, too.
I think so, too. It's like he's tapping into something deeper than just skills and techniques. It's about inspiring people to think in a new way, to approach problems differently.
And it's amazing, you know, if you go back to his background, this is the same guy who designed the first computer to actually save a human life. And you can find that computer in the Smithsonian.
Wow. I mean, that just goes to show that he's not just about the ideas. He's about turning them into real things.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Solving real problems.
Mm. And he's a published author. Holds a Guinness World Record, even starred in a PBS special called Social Media and You, Communicating in a Digital World. This guy's done it all.
He really has, and it's like he's not content with just being innovative himself. He really wants to help others be creative and make a difference.
That's awesome. So we've talked about his inventions, his books, the awards, the impact. But I'm curious, what do you think is the most important takeaway from all this? Like, what really stands out to you about how he approaches innovation?
You know, I think it's that he really emphasizes the process. He doesn't say it's all about talent. You know, he truly believes anyone can learn to be more innovative. It's about putting in the work, breaking down those mental barriers, and even embracing a little chaos along the way.
That's true. He's like demystifying innovation, you know, mm-hmm. breaking it down into steps anyone can follow. And he's done it in so many different fields. Clearly, it works.
It is encouraging. You know, it means we're not limited by our circumstances or, I don't know, what we think we can't do. We can all learn to think differently and challenge things, come up with new solutions.
Yeah. So as we wrap up this deep dive on Lon Safko, I'm kind of left wondering, if this guy can do all of this, what's stopping the rest of us from achieving our own, like, seemingly impossible dreams?
It's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are we holding on to? What are we assuming that might be limiting our thinking?
Right, exactly.
Maybe it is time we all took a page from Lon's playbook.
Totally, absolutely. Yeah. So for everyone listening, here's a challenge. Take one thing from this deep dive, whether it's breaking down problems or embracing that chaos, even just believing you can be innovative, and try to apply it to your own life. You might be surprised at what you can achieve. It's kind of funny. When we started this, I thought we were just going to be looking at this guy's career,
yeah.
But it's become like a lot more than that, you know?
It really has. It's like a masterclass in innovation,
yeah.
Almost by accident.
I know, right? It's like we stumbled into it. And I think what makes him so interesting is that he's not all talk. He actually lives it. He's constantly pushing and challenging and coming up with new ways to do things.
Yeah, and he's not afraid to share it either. He seems to really want other people to be creative, you know, and make a difference.
Really inspiring. Makes me think, if this guy can go from designing for the Apple Newton to, like, teaching Fortune 500 companies about the future of marketing,
yeah,
what are we capable of? You know, what could we do?
It's a good point. It really shows that this innovation thing, it's not some magical gift, you know? It's a skill, a mindset that anyone can develop.
Right.
If they're willing to put in the time, the effort. Lon's proven that over and over again.
Yeah.
His whole career is a testament to what we can achieve.
So there you have it, our deep dive into Lon Safko. But hopefully this is just the beginning of your own, you know, journey with innovation.
I think so too. Remember, innovation, it's not about having all the answers, you know? It's more about asking the right questions, being open to new things, and having the courage to just try.
So go out there, embrace a little chaos, see what you can create. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.